67.
O thou lady of the kingdom, thy letter sent from New York hath been received. Its contents imparted joy and gladness, for they indicated that with a firm resolve and a pure intention, thou hast determined to travel to Paris, that thou mayest in that silent city enkindle the fire of the love of God, and in the midst of that darkness of nature shine like unto a resplendent candle. This journey is highly praiseworthy and suitable. When thou reachest Paris, thou must strive, no matter how small the number of the friends may be, to institute the assembly of the covenant and to vivify the souls through the power of the covenant. Paris is exceedingly dispirited and is in a state of torpor, and so far it hath not burst into flames, although the French nation is an active and lively one. But the world of nature hath fully stretched its pavilion over Paris, and hath done away with religious sentiments. But this power of the covenant shall heat every freezing soul, shall bestow light upon everything that is dark, and shall secure for the captive in the hand of nature the true freedom of the kingdom. Arise thou at present in Paris with the power of the kingdom, with a divine confirmation, with a genuine zeal and ardour, and with a flame of the love of God. Roar like unto a lion, and exhibit such ecstasy and love among these few souls, that praise and glorification may continuously reach thee from the divine kingdom, and mighty confirmations may descend upon thee. Rest thou assured, if thou dost act accordingly, and hoist the standard of the covenant, Paris shall burst into flame. Be constantly attached to, and seek always, the confirmations of Baha'u'llah, for these turn the drop into a sea, and convert the gnat into an eagle.